Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. God bless you. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. I tell you, God is so good. And we thank him for his mercy. We thank him for his grace. We sincerely thank the Lord for his mercy and his grace, his kindness, his peace, his joy, his love, his long suffering with us, his guidance, his direction, his instruction. We thank the Lord. He's sweet, I know. Hallelujah. He is sweet, I know. Hallelujah. 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 It's just a joy and an honor, privilege to be called a child of God. You know, sometimes we don't have enough excitement about being a child of God. Hallelujah. But we are excited, and we are so eternally grateful that he called us one of his own. Well, amen, amen. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are Remnant Ministries, daughters and sons of God called to pray. You know, it's a good thing. It's, oh, my Lord, to be called to do and to have an assignment, and God, knowing that it is God who gives you the strength to be faithful to your assignment. Amen. Hallelujah. With all the things that try to come up against you, God is right there to see you through it. Hallelujah. 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 I thank God for Mother Dunlap and Brother Dunlap this morning for coming on. As always, the co-host. They are the co-host. Hallelujah. And we're going to, well, no, we just gonna let Mother do it the way she needs to do it. Amen, amen. We just thank God for and love her so much. And we thank God for Brother Dunlap, his faithfulness. There was some who said, is that Bishop Lee in the background, Grant? But no, that's Brother Dunlap in the background praying. So, brother, you're beginning to know, you be known as the one in the background praying. Hallelujah. We thank you, and we thank you for when you ask, you come right on up. You don't hesitate. You come right on up and take us to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. A son and a mother. Isn't that a blessing? Oh, my God. Don't count it robbery to come into the presence of the Almighty God and pray not only for ourselves, but don't mind praying for others. It's a blessing. And then when Mother share wisdom, words of wisdom with us, it's a blessing to have, and we're so honored. Hallelujah. Thank God for the life that she lived and the life that encouraging others to live for God. And when we're going to talk about that this day, obeying God, and if you love him, you'll keep his commandments. We're just going to read scripture basically this morning. God is good. With all the crazy things that's going on, it's just unimaginable. And I think with all the technology that and you can do on time events and on time instances of hatred, it's just overwhelming. And I know that so much of it is because it was never properly dealt with. All the hatred, it was just found another way to cover it up, another way to make us look good. And we didn't deal with the issue. It was never dealt with. So now there are those who feel like you just pressing yourself on me, and I'm just going to blame the forefathers for a lot of it because they didn't deal with it. It just wasn't dealt with. The church didn't deal with it because the church didn't get it out of themselves. So much that we did that we didn't do in covering up and saying that it would be all right. And it has come to full fruition. But we thank God that we do have people in these United States who are sincere prayer warriors, who are sincere people of God, who are sincere when they say, I love you, sister, or I love you, brother. When they say that, they mean it. Hallelujah. Don't care about the color of your skin, but I love you because you're a child of God. I'm a child of God. You were made in the image of God. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. And we try to read that scripture every time. God made man in his image, and in the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. God did it in the image of the Almighty God. He made man. Yes, he did. He made man in his image and in his likeness. Yes, he did. And that's holy. Oh, yes, it is. So we know that there are saints who are praying that God come and stand tall in these United States and that God help us and make the crooked way straight. We know that there are those. And we are part of that number. And we thank God for it. So we want to let our light shine. We want to let our light shine in the darkness. Hallelujah. Let our light shine in the darkness. And know that God, it's been over 400 years. But God is yet on the throne. God can make this right. He can turn and let our children look at each other and love each other and not hate each other. But we have to fill this earth with love. We have to show what it's like to be a child of God. And that is to love each other. And when that thing starts exposing itself to us, and we begin to see what's in us, it's not necessarily a pretty thing. Because we have covered up and pretend that we love and not love. A Christian love. You don't have to rip and run with the person. You don't have to always be in their house, always calling them. But when they call on you, you answer, if it's any way possible. That's what we're about. We are showing the love of Christ. The love of Christ. The love of Christ. We are new creation. Old things are passed away. Yes, there are people who do all manners of things to you and say, well, if you want your prayers to go through, you have to love me. Yeah, I have to love you. But now your version and understanding of love, so I can stay there so you can continue to beat me up. No, that's not it. I can forgive you. I can release you. But I don't have to let you continuously just beat me up. And whatever you need, if I can do it with a pure heart to be a loving example to someone. That's who I am to be. That's who we're to be. Be that loving example. That love that we show them will change them. Because God's love is changing. I have the ing, changing us day by day. Hallelujah. We disappoint God. Well, I don't know if we do, because he knew we were going to do it anyway. But we come, and God cleanses us when we confess our faults to him. Isn't that a beautiful Father? Isn't that a loving Father, a kind Father? We're his children. And if we're his children, and we have brothers and sisters who are not matured enough, we don't hate them. We love them. And sooner or later, their hearts are pricked. And it's all right. Just waiting on us. Because you and I have said we love you. But you know, I wonder, this is a question. A nephew was killed, and she said, I think it was a black on black crime. She said, I hate him, that person who did it. And I won't forgive you. Okay. And there are some of us, when things happen, we will say, I forgive you. You haven't really, it's a spontaneous statement, because you, your mind and your heart haven't really wrapped around the fact that what has happened, but your intent is to forgive. Your desire is to forgive. And God can help us through the pain and the agony that those words will be sincere. Because sometimes we blame ourselves. If I didn't ask them to go to the store, if I didn't ask them to do this, or maybe if I didn't, we have to first forgive ourselves, because we find ourselves feeling guilty. So let's ask God that our statements, that we mean it from our heart, and he help us to do that. And God knows when and how. And help us, one, to release the hurt is something. The hurt is something when someone has done something so devastating to you. But the desire in time, don't rush me, but the desire in time, God, allow me to go through my process, that I'll be able to release you from the tragedy that you've brought on my life. I think that this is just Margaret speaking, but I think that's the most, that makes sense to me. Because I can't, when that event happened, immediately I said, I forgive you. I don't know what's going on. My mind hadn't come to a real realization as to what has happened. But if I'm sincere in the process of time, because grief, you don't get over a loss instantly. But your desire is to. And I think when we say that, and that's why I say I think the United States have not dealt with the issues and the shame and the humiliation. We covered up by doing things and presenting ourselves as the commander of the world going around. And we had horrible things that we did not deal with in our nation. We seem not to be able to do for ourselves. We don't want to do for our poor. It's a problem, but we say we'll do for other nations. We look good. We need to really welcome God in sincerely to this nation, step in on the system of man in this nation, when ask God to cleanse us from unrighteousness, And he will do this and make us a nation unto God for real. One nation unto God for real. One nation that loves God for real. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. Sometimes we have to get the poison out, to get the fester out. We have to squeeze that wound tight and get it out. And then when the blood comes, you know you've gotten it all out. Amen? And then you begin to minister it to that wound. Hallelujah. We need healing. We need to be ministered to. We really do. God loves us. Genesis 1, starting at the first verse. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Ooh. Hallelujah. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. God did it. God did it. It just put such a smile on my face when I see that. Excuse me, when I read it. It is such a joy to me. So we're going to go over to the New Testament. I know we read in the Old Testament quite a bit. I'm sorry. Let's read Isaiah. We have to establish this. Yes. Firm. Yes, indeedy. Isaiah 43. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Starting at the 7th verse. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. My God. Hallelujah. 8. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is true. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord. This is God, he's King, and my servants whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Besides me, there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord. And besides me, there is no Savior. I have declared, and I have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Hallelujah. We are witnesses that he is God. Amen. And he's God alone, all by himself. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for that. Praise the Lord. He is God. And he's
God alone. Hallelujah. All by himself. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we want to just skip over and go over to the New Testament. And excuse me, please, I've got a little something in my throat. John 15, 1 through 5 is where we go. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. I, someone will say, well, what is your favorite scripture? But I don't know. Oh, it's just so rich and so filling when I read it. Like, this is good. Yeah, I love this scripture right here. And when I go, I say, oh, Lord, you know this is good. I just love this one right here. I love the red. Sometimes I just need to hear what Jesus is saying. And there are some Bibles that have everything that God says is God said is in red. And I just love reading the red. I just need to hear sometimes just what is it that my Father is saying? What has he said? Oh God. Sometimes I just like, Lord, I just love it. I do. My call scripture was Isaiah 61. Hallelujah. I just love it. John 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are cleansed through the words which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abides in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. Oh my God. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. So a lot of times we have great ideas and we get a thought, and this is what I want to do for the Lord. But now, did he tell you to do that? Did he tell you to do it now? Oh, what you mean by that? It's a good thing, sure. It may be a good thing. It may be a wonderful thing. But is this thing for you to do now? Or is it for you to do later? Or is it that someone is going to do it and will need you to help them? So what we do, we pray and ask God to give us clarity and understanding. Because a lot of times we'll see someone doing something. Oh, yeah, I can do that. Oh, yeah, That. Oh, yeah, I just switch it around and that. I can do that. I can make that happen. Well, now that sounds kind of, that pronoun, I, is being overworked. Did God give you permission and to do this? Because it sounds good, it might make you look good, and you know a lot of people, and you can do this. But is that what God told you to do? See, we have to stay in our place, stay in our lane. We have to abide. What does abide? Live in him. And he's in us. And the fruit that we're bringing forth, we are producing it because we're, if it's good fruit, it's pleasing in his sight, it's what he wanted to be produced from us. So we have to stay close to it. What's flowing in the vine has to be flowing in the branches. Jesus said, I do nothing on my own. And that's what we have to do. Or somebody's doing, oh, praise the Lord. God, that's good. Oh, God, we thank you for giving them that. It looked like this is going to really be great. We can do that for one another. Why we take an assignment and want to make it our assignment, neglecting what God has called you to do because somebody else's assignment looks better and they may get more glory than you. Now, that's not nice. You're a wonderful person. You are made in the image of God. God, what is my assignment? All right, God, I got this thought, this plan. Is it that you want me to do this? Or you have something else and someone is doing it? I can help. God, give me understanding. The objective is to bear the fruit. The objective is to be obedient to God. What he gave, the talent and the gift that he gave you is for you. That's your equipment to do the things that he called you to do on this earth. Let's, you know, we can mature up and really, really show this earth what it's like. Oh, all right, to be a child of God. We can, and thanks to God, we can change this world. We can turn this world upside down. Yes, we can. Get in our place, stay in our place, be obedient to God, love the saints as God has commanded us, and it's not grievous unto us to be obedient to our Father, and we are learning to really let old things go, teachings go, and just flow in God. Hallelujah. Let the love of God, the anointing of God, the power of God flow through us. And let the mind of Christ be in us. We were marvelously made, but we let this world and the things of this world, let this mind be in you, which was also what? In Christ Jesus. So we ask God to remove all, just put the blood of Jesus over the brain waves and the pattern that our minds are sharp. Hallelujah. Sharp and guarded by the Almighty God, the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our heart guarded by God. We can't do that on our own. So that and allow him to just flow into us who are the branches. Amen. God, just flow. Everything that's in that branch must be, everything that's in the vine must be in that branch. That branch and that vine is one, well connected, healthy branch. Yes, God is so good and loving. Hallelujah. Listen to this. John 14:15 says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And John 14:14 says, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. John 14:13 says, whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. John 15:7 says, if you abide in me, listen, and my word, listen, abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. You got to have the word. if it's living in you, the living word, hallelujah, dwelling in the secret place, hallelujah, in the word of God, you know what to ask for. You're not going to ask against God's word. Because that word is abiding. And how does it abide in you? When we read it and when we hear it. Hallelujah. Isn't that a blessing? That's a blessing. And we can ask and we can receive from our Father. I like what Jesus said. He said, now don't you know your Father know that you have need of these things? Don't you know that? Don't you know your Father know that you have need of these things? But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And what? And all these things will be added unto you. My God, don't you know your Father cares for you? But he wants us to live holy, to be holy as he is. He wants us to look like him on this earth. He wants us to be strong enough to demonstrate to the world what it's like to be children of the Most High God. Listen to John, 1 John 5. Whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begotteth love him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believes Jesus is the Son of God? Isn't that something? And we do believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And, you know, Jesus says to us, the scripture says to us, how can you say you love God whom you've never seen and hate your brother? Think about it. So it's pure and holy, and we have not arrived to total perfection, but day by day, we are growing in him to be as he is, and the world will see it. God, the world will see the change in us. It's magnificent, and it's awesome. And, you know, I've seen people who people didn't like, but they had to respect them because of who they are. And we don't have to pretend that we're something. We just are by the grace of God. And what we're saying to the world, you can have this too. You can have this too. It's not hidden from you. And I like 1 John 2 and 24, says, let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which you have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has promised us, even our eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which ye have of him abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie. And even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him. You shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If we know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that does righteousness is born of him.
I hope I made it clear. Righteous. We're abiding. And we're staying in his word. We're seeking his faith. We're doing nothing out on our own. No. Our God gives us direction. Our God gives us instructions through the power of the Holy Ghost. And that, I mean, he didn't leave us on this earth by ourselves. He gave us strength. He gave us his word. The Holy Ghost is here. On this earth today, we're not alone. We have help, and we certainly have the written word. We can sit or we can stand and be moving around and asking the Lord to speak to us, and he will. Lord, how should I do this? And the next thing you know, like, Lord, thank you. And he just encouraged your heart. I mean, when you think you're all by yourself and you can't trust yourself or anyone else to give you the right answer, there it is, just as nice and smooth as it. Oh, my God. He doesn't want us to worry. He doesn't want us to be all stressed out, all to pieces. And we go there. We go there. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. But he knows that the day is coming and we're going to stand strong. Our faith will be solid in him. But it's a work in progress. Hallelujah. But he knows that we'll be just like him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll be able to sit back and rear back and say, God got it. Oh, glory. God is in control. Yes, he is. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. My Savior. I'm in the vine. Oh, God. My life is producing fruit for you. Hallelujah. But I can't do it by myself. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Let your light so shine. Hallelujah. You're the salt of the earth. Thank God for helping us. We can't do this by ourselves. It's all in the name of Jesus. Amen. It's all in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's our strength. He's our sure foundation. He's our help. Hallelujah. We can call on the Holy Ghost and he'll help us. When we're reading a hard scripture, he'll give us understanding. He'll direct us as to where we should go, how we should go. He'll allow it to flow. Sometimes we have a scripture, we think we can preach it in. Not this time. Not time yet. We lean on him for everything. We depend on him for everything. Everything. Everything.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. We keep his commandments. We love one another.
Hallelujah. God is already, it's time. We ask God right now, in the name of Jesus, to meet our every need for his love, his kindness, and his mercy. Enjoy his peace. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. This thing. We ask God to touch the minds of the doctors, on those who are having to have to go to the doctor. Touch the minds of the doctor. Give them understanding and clarity. May we have peace in our bodies, peace in our homes, peace on the highways and the byways. We plead the blood of Jesus over his people and over the people who are traveling on the highways and the byways, protecting them, shielding them. Hallelujah. Thanking God for meeting every need. Hallelujah. Thanking God for healing his people. He said, I am the God that healeth you. He sent his word and he healed his people. Yes, by his strength, we are healed. We hold on to that. Holding on, holding on. Accepting nothing but. But in the meantime, we're doing the things of God for God by his power and his children. In Jesus' name, amen. Now a closing scripture. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. Numbers 6:24. The Lord bless thee. Listen to this. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Hallelujah. Nothing is missing and nothing is broken. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah. And our closing scripture, our benediction. Listen. Now, Jude 1:24. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Woo! Great is our God and greatly to be praised. We go in peace, we go in love, we go in joy, we go in the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, in Jesus' mighty name. We thank God for the words that he allowed us to speak. And we pray that they'll grow into our soul and produce the fruit that he desires. It is his will and his way that we be in harmony with him and harmony with each other, loving our brothers and our sisters. And we thank God for the strength to do so, for we can do nothing else. And it is in the matchless name of Jesus. We say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Love you, God. Love, bless them. Hallelujah. Bless you.